you boil your ham and take the boil where you boil it and you pour it in. You make up your, just like you're going to make me cornbread, and you make it up with that broth, and then you have some on the stove that is hot, that liquid, and you drop it in that by spoonfuls in at that liquid, and you cook it until it's done.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
What?
Cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Oh, I imagine you'd call those the ash cakes.
All right. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
That's mush.
All right. What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour that you buy, you know, this is the kind of bread you buy in the store?
You call it loaf bread.
What do you call a round, sweet pastry about that big around and it has a hole in the middle?
Donuts.
Have you ever made those?
Yeah, but I'm not very good at it.
Well, now, do you make those with yeast or with baking powder?
I generally use except rice and flour.
Uh-huh.
And I don't, it's when I make mine, and I add a little sugar to them, and roll them out, and then cut a hole in it,
mm-hmm.
and put them on in front. But, well, and then when you take them out, you sprinkle a little sugar over them. And it's so much easier to go down by.
What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet?
You call them pancakes.
Okay. Do you have any other names for them besides pancakes?
Some folks call them flapjacks.
Uh-huh. Okay. But you generally call them pancakes?
I call them hotcakes, one or the other.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Side.
All right. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joe and hog's head?
Well, that's fresh meat.
Okay.
And when you're using the liver, it's called scraplings. A lot of people call it liver pudding. But when you use the head you know, just on the feet, that is pressed meat. But
uh-huh.
when you use the head and the liver, it's called scraplings or liver pudding.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
And what about the same thing in a peach?
It's a seed.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed? What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's plum seed.
And what about the one that comes free?
They are free stone.
Alright. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
String beans.
And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
You call them, some is called butter beans. You have to shell them.
Okay. Can you think of any others that have to be shelled?
Some beans that's old used to shell them, and they're called just shell beans.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Well, you just call them turnip rings.
What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Ground squirrel.
Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Polecat. Or a skunk, whichever you want to put it.
What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it just hops along the ground? And some live?
Frogs.